Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Pastor Dirt, you can do the introduction.
Right
very
now?
Very small introduction. Yeah, right now.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. This is Chaplain John Durden from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a fellow who was a chaplain for 25 years and human resources director for 30 years, and I had the pleasure of meeting Brother Emmett Overton by way of the Lord. I met him. The Lord had me to be a counselor one night, and just so happened Brother Emmett was one of the counselees who called in for counseling, and as a result of our engagement, he came to rededicate himself to the Lord. And he's truly a man of God. And when he teaches, he doesn't teach it from his mind. He teaches from being led by the Holy Spirit. When he speaks, it's not him. The Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus, is speaking through him. God bless you. And I pray that you receive what he has to teach.
Ladies and gentlemen, black people in the Bible.
Friends that's here with me this evening, we are the only internet radio ministry, deliverance ministry, that have dealt with racism and discrimination. And the Lord moved this on my heart to teach this because this is Black History Month. Now I'm going to show you in the Bible, Satan makes white, black, purple, any color of people in conflict with each other. And I want to show you that we all come from the same dust. All of us are nothing but dust. But before I do that, I want to get into prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We take authority over Satan. We take authority over anything that's not truth and that's not in your word. Your word will be true tonight. Your word is always true here. And Lord, we give you the honor and glory. We ask that the Holy Spirit use me as your oracle to bring forth the truth. We bind all demonic spirits and interference, spirit of hate, spirit of animosity, jealousy, lack of knowledge. We bind in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. First thing I need to know, I want everybody to turn to their Bibles, to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, because I'm going to go piece by piece with this. Now, I don't know how long this is going to take, but I'm not rushing this. This will be over 40 minutes. Normally, I do 45, 50 minutes, but I'm going to get it all done tonight. 2 Timothy, King James Version. We don't use no other version here at this radio ministry. We don't give you NIV. We don't teach the Amplified King James Version. Now, when you turn there, I want you to go and turn to me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Okay, verse 16, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture, and I'm giving you all scripture tonight. Not nothing coming from my mouth, strictly from the Bible. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. So what I'm about to teach is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine. That's not what I'm here tonight for, but which is proper for doctrine, for reproof. Here we go, for correction, because there's a lot of people need some correction tonight. Jesus is the truth, and his word is the truth, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Well, tonight, this is going to be more for correction, because that has nothing to do with righteousness, but has something to do with history, the genealogy of Jesus Christ himself. What color was Jesus? It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. Yes, it does. It matters because when you are born, they put a color on you. It does matter. And white America don't want to believe that, majority of them, not all of them. But see, Satan has used white people against black people. Satan used black people against whites, Mexicans. The devil don't care who he used. So I want everybody to hear that. I'm not racist. I'm going to teach the truth. But this comes from all scripture. So all scripture. Now another one I want you to go to is 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm setting it up before we teach. 2 Peter chapter 1. Take your time. Just take your time. 2 Peter chapter 1. Okay, I want you to go to verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. This is not my interpretation tonight, because I'm going to show you people of color in the Bible. And I'm going to show you in the Bible that God does not like racism. He hates racism. And I'm going to show you that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is not white. Not that he was. If he is, I would worship him. I don't care what color he is. But he does have a color. And the Bible definitely says his color. That this fool who would have been off, been radicalized, Shannon Davis, running around talking about Jesus is olive. You see, this is a deception that the devil wants you to believe. And white people have been susceptible to believe that Jesus Christ is white. I hate to say he's not. Not what the King James Version says. Don't forget, all scripture, it ain't me. And don't forget, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time, but by the will of man. But holy men of God spake as they was moved by the Holy Spirit. So that's where it's coming from. Now, to let all you people know, before we even get started with this, because there are going to be some white people that ain't going to want to hear this. They're going to run away from the truth. But they need to hear it, because they was raised out of ignorance. And I want black people need to hear it too. Everybody need to hear this, because to stop all this racism and stuff, we ain't nothing, and we ain't all of us come from the dust. Okay, we're going to start off with that. We all come from dust. That eliminates color. Why am I doing this? Because I want to reach out to white, black, I don't care what color you are. I just want to reach out to you so you can know the truth of what Jesus says, what the King James Version Bible says about Jesus Christ and his prophets and his people. Okay, that's what the Bible says, so don't come getting on me. Number one, this is for white folks who think I'm racist. This is for black people who don't like white people, or any of you guys being used by the devil, Satan. Everybody comes from the dust. Let's start off with that. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. You're going to be shocked tonight of some things that you may hear. I'm going to take my time with this. Let's go to Genesis. I ain't even started. I'm just setting up. So don't forget, all scripture came from God for instructions. From what? Corrections. Because a lot of people think that Jesus is white. You see Jesus with a beautiful face. That's not Jesus Christ. My Bible told me that Jesus was beaten so bad that he was so disfigured. They didn't know who he was. He was so messed up so bad. And that picture that you see of this white Jesus looking like he's perfect, pretty long nose and stuff, that's Michelangelo's first cousin. He was a homosexual. That's not Jesus Christ. And we shouldn't be looking at images and pictures and trollocs of Jesus. You want to get a description of Jesus? Look out the Bible and see what the Bible tell you about Jesus, and we'll do that tonight. So, now that you have your Bible, we can go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. And in Genesis 3:19 it says, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, from dust thou art, and unto dust shall thou return." So you white folks who call them folks niggas, you come from the dust, fool. You come from the dust. Black folks, you come from the dust. Hispanics, dust. Israelis, dust. All human beings come from the dust. Genesis 3:19. If that's not enough, go to Psalms chapter 2, verse 7. Psalms chapter 2, verse 7. I will declare unto thee, thou, O Lord, unto me, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. Jesus is the Son of God. He did not come from the dust. He is the Godhead. He is the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Godhead. Colossians 2:9. What you have been mistaught called the Trinity. Jesus did not come from the dust. Let's get that straight. We come from the dust. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 104, verse 29. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away thy breath, they die and return to their dust. D-U-S-T, that's us. Don't forget, the Son of God is not dust, Psalms 2:7. He's not dust, that's us as human beings. Okay? Let's go to Psalms 133. No, let's go to Psalms 103, verse 14. For he knoweth our frame, he remembers that we are dust, D-U-S-T, that's all of us. We number dust, black, white, purple. I'm setting it up now because I don't want you saying he's racist. I'm not pointing out a particular race. If Jesus was purple, I would say it. If the Bible says his skin is like that of purple, I would say it and bag it up just like what I'm going to show you out of King James. Even me giving these scriptures, you're going to still find people that's not going to want to believe it because they've been miseducated. A stronghold of unbelief, hate, racial tension, mistaught through the race of their bloodline. Oh, the devil working this. But I hope to just stick a dagger in it and that you'll wake up and that you study the Bible and see for yourself. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Then shall thy dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. We dust. Now, that's everybody. Now, whether you white, black, purple, pink, when you are born again, and then you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we are all one kind of man. It's only one kind of man. That's when you're born again. So if you're white and you have been born again, you really need to let the Holy Spirit show you, because you may have some miseducation teaching that your mama told you to call us niggas. You know, where I'm from in Alabama, they used to teach us to call us burnt biscuits and niggas. So if you've been in that area, and if you got the Holy Spirit, you ask the Lord to reveal to you, have you been mistaught? Because spirit of error is very prevalent with people when it comes to this topic. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39. 1 Corinthians. I got a new Bible, so you bear with me. It's brand new. Okay. 1 Corinthians 15. I'm in 2nd. Okay, 15. We're going to go to verse 39. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men. That's us. That's black, that's white, that's purple, and that's blue. So I'm not racist. So if I was racist, I wouldn't believe this teaching, this scripture, what the Bible just says. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another fishes, and others of birds. We're one flesh. We're all one blood in Christ, whether you black or white. Please turn to Acts chapter 17, verse 26. Acts chapter 17, verse 26. Now, this is if you're black or white or purple or pink, you are born again, you shouldn't be racist. See, if Shannon Davis had the Holy Ghost, he wouldn't be lifting up Trump like that, because Trump is not saved. A person who's born again saved don't act like that. Acts 17:26, and had made of one blood all nation of men, that's black, that's white, that's purple, pink, all nation, and had made of one blood all nation of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and have determined the time before upon it and the bounds of their inhabitation. See, in Psalms 133, verse 1, the Bible says it's good that brethren dwell together in harmony and peace. But Satan ain't going to do that. Now, before we get going and showing you different people of color in the Bible, I want you to show you that the Lord does not like racism, and there are scriptures against that. And I want you to take it and write this down and go give it to one of the Klansmen that you may know, or QAnon, or Proud Boys, or somebody. They may need this, because they need Jesus bad. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3:28. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. Let's see what God says about racism. God don't like it. And some of these preachers need to be teaching this and something about getting your money, asking for a building fund, and you've been raising a building fund for 14, 15 years, and you still don't have a building. You need to be teaching something. They can teach somebody something. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Jesus don't look at black, white, and color. The devil get us to do that. And Satan has used the Caucasian race against blacks and blacks against whites, but most whites suppress. The white American structure of this government had put blacks in slavery for 251 years. It takes another between 21 in order for 250 to equal 250. And during that time, there was white Christian slave owners, white people, owning black people, putting them in the back for church service, giving them huts as slaves, not paying them, teaching them a Jesus that's not even according to the scripture. A Jesus that looked like them, to suppress them, to keep them away from reading and writing. Now, these are so-called Christians. That same demon is in QAnon, the Proud Boys. It's just a different name. Ku Klux Klan, QAnon, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, all that is the same. Hate. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. See, God don't like racism. And when we start teaching the opposite of God, God don't like that either. So we're going to get something straight about Jesus' color tonight. We're going to show you in the Bible that there are people of color in the Bible. So don't get mad at me. It's King James Version, the same Bible that was whipping slaves. See, they hid it from you. But black people are waking up. People of color waking up. And white people are waking up. These white people see that they've been used, some of them. Some of them don't. One told me, we trying to survive. Like, you can't make no survival do anything without Christ Jesus. And for the 400 years that we had slavery, they would beat the slaves, have sex with their man wife, go in there and fornicate her. I want to say something else, but I can't. I really want to say it. I really do. This ain't for no children. Get the children out of here, because I don't like racism. Go fuck that woman and send him back to her husband, and then he go back to church and in there with his wife, and he called himself a Christian. That's white Christianity, and that happened for 400 years in America. Slavery was brutal. Teaching people that Jesus is white, calling him master. You don't call no man but master, which is Christ. And see, this has been loomed down. And white people know that they've been lied to black people. They know that. But God don't care whether they know it or not. Because in the Bible, God tells us something. 1 Timothy. See, he don't like racism. Let's go to 1 Timothy 5:21. Now, we first started off with 2 Timothy 3:15. All scripture is given by God. The Holy Spirit wrote the word. 2 Peter 1:20 and 21. Then I showed you in Genesis 3:19 that we all come from the dust. I showed you in Psalms 2:7, Jesus ain't come from no dust. He's the Son of God. He's the Godhead. Then I showed you in Psalms 104:21-29. Then I showed you in Psalms 103:14. Then I showed you in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, that we all come from the dust. I showed you we're all one kind of flesh in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39. We're all one blood, according to Acts chapter 17, verse 26. And God does not like racism. Now, let's go to 1 Timothy 5:21. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things, watch this, without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. And partiality is racism. And white people have been doing it for 400 years, not all of them. Partiality. Separating people. For 400 years they did this. And psychologically, if people don't read, they're subject to make many mistakes. God says something in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What is destroyed, the definition of being destroyed? To tear down or break up, demolish, to kill, subvert, or defeat completely, crush, to render useless or ineffective. And most African Americans are ineffective in understanding why they jump into some white Jesus. Because they've been taught that, and the Lord has to restructure them spiritually to show them the truth in his word. The Bible speaks of another Jesus in 2 Corinthians 11:3 and 4. But the Jesus I'm talking about is the word. So when you don't have a lack of knowledge, you are being destroyed, you're being demolished, you're being killed, subvert, to defeat, completely crushed, to render useless or ineffective by not having knowledge. So the Lord says, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another and doing nothing by partiality. If God says we ain't doing nothing by partiality, what's up with South Africa, apartheid? A minority going there and control a whole majority, Rhodesia. America. See, America don't want to deal with racism. I'm going to deal with it because God put this in my heart. I've been fighting this thing 14 years on this radio ministry. It's a spirit now. Racism is a spirit. But we're going to keep moving because I want to show you in Romans chapter 2, 10, 11, God shows no respect to person. God shows no respect to person. He don't care what color you are. That's in Romans chapter 2, 10 and 2, 11. Now, let's get to the historical side of the Bible, black people in the Bible. And I would like to start with Moses. We're not talking about Charleston Heston because that's not Moses. That's what you want to believe. That's what you taught us. That's what you taught people through TV. Stop reading TV and go read a book. Read a Bible. Read something that has some truth to it. Now, in the book of Numbers, this chapter here shows you that God got angry at Miriam and Aaron. And the reason why God got angry at Miriam, he got angry, I'm sorry, at Moses, is because she married an Ethiopian woman. That's what this whole thing is all about. Moses' wife, her name is Zippporah. She was black. She was a Cushite. Cush is an ancient name for an area of Africa. Now, as we begin this, we're going to also understand the Shumanites was black also in Psalm of Solomon. We're going to look at that. And we're going to show you that Bathsheba in 2 Samuel 11:3, she was black. The queen of Sheba who visits Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1, was also black. We're going to go over all of this right out the Bible. And we're going to show you that Ethiopians is mentioned about 40 times in the Bible. The prophet Jeremiah asked the Ethiopian to change his skin in Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23. Now, the devil used the word, you heard this word called nigger. Well, the root of vowel of that word is nigra. And that's in the Bible. Satan has used the white race to use the word nigger to degrade a person that we're all the same in God's eyesight. And they've been used, and some of them like to be used by the devil to keep this thing going on to suppress people. The Constitution of the United States was never written for black people. You was not included. No, you wasn't. They had us 3/5 of a human being. But God says he showed no partiality. So I believe that the Caucasian race has been used by Satan. Heavily, I believe that the African-American race has been used by Satan. I can go through all that, but right now we're dealing with one thing, people of color in the Bible, and how Satan has misused, miseducated people to believe the things I'm about to show you out the King James Bible. You'd rather believe a movie than the scriptures. And that's how some of you are. We're going to begin this thing with Numbers chapter 12, and Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. Here's why. Because of the Ethiopian woman. That's a black woman. Ethiopian. It didn't say Great Britain. It says Ethiopian. He married an Ethiopian woman whom he had married. M-A-R-R-I-E-D. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Now, why would God put the woman twice to say that? Ethiopian, Ethiopian. God trying to show you something. Y'all need to send this to Donald Trump and QAnon and all these old crazy people because they think that they are superior over everybody. Ain't nobody superior on nobody but Jesus. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Now turn to Exodus chapter 2, verse 21. Exodus chapter 2, verse 21. And Moses was content to dwell with the man. And he gave Moses Sapphira, Z-I-P-P-O-R-A-H, his daughter. She was an Ethiopian woman. Her name was who? Sapphira, Z-I-P-P-O-R-A-H. Where is that in the Bible? Exodus chapter 2, verse 21. King James Version. Why didn't the white Caucasian man read this to the black slaves? The devil wouldn't let him. He made a pact with Satan to teach black folks a lie. A lying spirit. This is why people have to read the Bible. The slave master knew that. He knew it. Now, let me show you what happened to these people because they got mad because of whom they married. Evidently, God didn't get angry. It didn't bother God at all. I don't care who you marry, as long as they ain't two men and two women. I don't care what color they are, as long as they're both filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't care. God don't care. God didn't care about Moses. Let's read. And they said, Numbers chapter 12, verse 2, and they said, had the Lord indeed spoke only by Moses? Had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which was upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye thee unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they thee came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of a cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. See, God protected him because he was faithful in his house. God likes righteousness. And God wasn't going to allow these two to discriminate against Moses. Now, if God's not going to allow that, God's still not going to allow discrimination to happen today. It's a spirit. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Watch this. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous. God hit her with a leprous because she was, he didn't like that. See, God don't like racism. He hit Miriam with leprosy in Numbers 12:10. And became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, Ah, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not thy sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. See, when you don't like a person because of their color, you have sinned. That's a sin. And white people ain't like black folks for years. Donald Trump don't like black people. That's a sin. It is a sin to not like a person because of their color. It's a sin. Did you see in the Bible that he recognized it as a sin? Let's go back to King James. You people ain't going to come and tell me I'm a racist. I'm coming straight out the Bible. Numbers 12:11 again. And Aaron said unto Moses, Ah, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly. They didn't like that man, that man's wife, because she was an Ethiopian. That's foolish in God's eyesight. Wherein we have sinned. See, they sinned. Why did they sin? Because they was mad at her because they married an Ethiopian woman. Why did God strike her with a plague? Because God's trying to show the people in the word that he don't like racism. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, Lord, heal. H-E-A-L. Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days. God don't like racism. And the people journeyed nor till Miriam was brought in again, and after the people removed from Hazaroth and pitched in the wilderness of Parah. See, God don't like that. God does not like racism. Now, if you go to Acts chapter 13, you're going to see a word that's been misplaced for many years in the United States, nigger. The correct word of that is more beautiful than the word nigger. Let's go to Acts 13:1. Now there were in church that was Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barabbas and Simeon, that was called Niger, N-I-G-E-R, Niger and Lucius of Syria. This word, N-I-G-E-R, has been perverted to nigger. That's where the word nigger comes from, pre-slave, from slave days. So they took it out and they perverted it. Satan used people to do that. That's not of God. Now this brother went to a college in 1992, African-American brother, and he states the evidence of black Africans in the Bible. He said in 1992 he took a class at Emory University, that's in Atlanta, Georgia, and the introduction to the Old Testament. It was called Introduction to the Old Testament. And then he says, as he read the various requests and texts from the course, he saw something that he had never noticed before. Many Old Testament scholars, particularly European writers, men of the 18th and 19th century, in the early 20th century, had written their books and commentaries of the Old Testament from the perspective that there were no people of color mentioned in the Word of God. And this is how the devil got in there and got people believing that Jesus is white. That's the spirit of error. 1 John 5:7, spirit of error. Matthew 22:29, and spirit of truth. John 8:32 and John 17:17. Study those, because you need to know the truth. You error that you don't know the truth. God don't want that. Now, here's a prophet in the Bible, and I've shown this to many white Christians, and they fight away from it. Well, it didn't say it was God. They just bounce around it. I don't care what it says. God got something in here that says somebody's black in here. And it didn't say that it was white. It says somebody here is black. And I said, God said he was black. Boy, they didn't like that. Well, how do they know if they ain't read the Bible? Let's go to Jeremiah 8:21. Jeremiah chapter 8. Check my time. Oh, man, we're just getting cooking. It's going to be more than 40 minutes tonight, brothers and sisters. Jeremiah chapter 8, please. Okay. And let's go to the 19. Jeremiah 8:19. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughters of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with their strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Now watch this in verse 21. For the hurt of the daughters of my people, I am hurt. Watch this. I am black. B-L-A-C-K. Astonishment have taken hold on me. Somebody here is black. A lot of people don't like to see that. In Judges chapter 1, verse 16, talks about the children of the Neite, Moses' father-in-law. He went up out of the city of the palm trees into the children of Judah, into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the south of Arad, and there they dwell there. In Judges, chapter 2, verse 1, the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 1, and an angel of the Lord came up to Gabriel to Bethlehem and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, that's Africa, and have brought you into the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. That's Africa. Egypt is Africa. That's in the Bible. People don't want to believe that. Well, it's just in the Bible. It ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. But we're going to get to Jesus now, because a lot of people have been lied to about Jesus. Jesus is not white. I don't mind him being white, but I got to do what the King James Version said. The King James Version does not tell us that Jesus Christ is white. Let's see what the King James Version says. Go to Matthew chapter 2. In Matthew chapter 2, we're going to go to 2:12. I've been coming from straight scripture all day. We started at 2 Timothy 3:15, 2 Peter 1:20-21. Don't forget Genesis 3:19, dust. Psalms 2:7, Jesus, he's not dust, he's the Son of God, the Godhead. Don't forget Psalms 104:29, Psalms 103:14, Ecclesiastes 12:7. Don't forget that. We're all dust. Let's read this. Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Haran, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child, that's Jesus, and his mother, and flee into Egypt, that's Africa. So Jesus lived in Egypt. Now watch this. And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Haran will seek the young child to destroy him. If that baby was white, Haran can identify it very quickly. Said, Jesus is over there in Israel. Let's go kill him. He had to blend in with other children. Why don't you go on your Google, since you're on internet radio with me, and look up the color of people from Egyptian color. Oh, well, that doesn't mean that Jesus is white. I mean, black. Why does he have to be black? That's mostly I get from Caucasians. Why not you smiling at me? I ain't got nothing to smile at you for, because you ain't telling the truth. I like truth. We've been lied to, and the lie's over, because that ain't in the Word of God. Jesus lived in Africa. Well, why do you have to say it's Africa? Now, in American history, in certain areas of these United States of America, some of the history is not even truth. It's just wiped out. If I had a child I'm trying to protect, I would want it to blend in with other people. Now, let's keep reading. And when they were departed, behold, the angels of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt. And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Haran will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. And was there until the death of Haran, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken out of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Please go to Hosea chapter 10, verse 11. I'm sorry, Hosea chapter 11, verse 1, forgive me. Hosea 11, 1. When Israel was a child, Israel, that's Jesus. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. God called Jesus out of Egypt. He didn't call him to Ireland. Nothing against Ireland. But America like to make you think he called him from Great Britain. That's colonialism. That's a lie. See, in order to suppress people, you have to lie. When a person continues to believe a lie, they're activated, they're livid. And this is what's happened to most white Americans and black Americans. They don't know the truth of the Bible. They've been lied to, called bewitchment in Galatians 3:1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? This is in the Bible. Please go to Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. Exodus 4:22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. That's Jesus. So Jesus lived with Ethiopian little children, dark babies. Now how can he be white blending in like that? I just say, well, who this child is here? Word we got back real quick from Israel. See, people don't want to see that. Now let's look at what the King James Version says about Jesus' color. King James, Don't get upset now. This is the truth. Don't get mad at me. You get mad at the Lord. Let's look at Revelation chapter 2:18 and see what color was Jesus. I'm walking through the Bible, baby. You can't say I'm saying nothing. I can tell you every scripture I've given you. I can go real quick. If we want to go real quick, no problem. 2 Timothy 3:15, 2 Peter 1:20 and 21, Genesis 3:9, Psalms 2:7, Psalms 104:29, Psalms 103:14, Ecclesiastes 12:7, 1 Corinthians 5:39, Acts 17:26, racism, Genesis 3:28, 1 Timothy 5:21, Romans 2:10, Romans 2:11. Then we discussed it in Numbers chapter 12 about Moses. Then I showed you his wife Sapphira in Exodus 2:21. Don't come messing with me because I know my word. See, I study. Don't come up here saying I said nothing. All that came out the Bible. So I don't want to hear it from you, Shannon Davis, radical, demonized, occult Christians over there. Don't come over here calling me none of that mess. Let's look at Revelation chapter 2:18 and deal with this. Sound like truth. God's word is truth. Revelation. Let's come on, let's do this. Because see, people don't want to hear this. But I'm doing this because God told me to do it. Revelation 2:18. Ah. And unto the angel. Now this is red writing. That's what Jesus. When you see red writing, this is Jesus speaking. Shannon Davis, this is Jesus telling you his color. He's not olive. James Jones, he's not olive. KKK, not olive. Proud Boys, he's not white. Oath Keepers, not white. Daughter of the Nile, they know about it. Masons. We can keep going. Shriners. Jesus is speaking. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira, write these things, saith the Son of God. This is Jesus speaking for himself. Who had his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet, this is a comparison, are like, that's a comparison, fine brass. That's not white. Sorry to bust your bubble. Not white. Let's look at the Ethiopian eunuch woman in Acts chapter 8, black woman. I can't find anybody from Great Britain in here. I'm sorry, I wish I could, but you know, nothing against Great Britain because I love Derek Prince. But European nations have misguided people, and the devil has used this here to suppress people from truth. That's why God wants us to read. Acts 8:26. I'm sorry, Acts 8:27. No, Acts 8:26. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose, and went, and behold, a man, M-A-N, a man of Ethiopian, a eunuch of great authority, a man of Ethiopian. Now watch this. A great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. That's a black woman. This is Black History Month. That's a black woman from Ethiopia. Who had the charge of all her treasures and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. The prophetic prophecy of that was in Sapphira, Z-E-P-H, Old Testament 3:10. Was returning and sitting in the chariot and read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go down and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard, and him read the prophet Isaiah, and said unto him, Thou waitest, thou readest. Now, Why isn't this been taught in the church? Let's look at Simon of Cyrene. He was black. He's mentioned in Mark chapter 15, verse 21. Write these names down. Simon of Cyrene, C-Y-R-E-N-E. Go search it. I'm not making this up. Mark 15, 21. And they compel one Simon of Cyrene, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. He was a black man. You also can look at it in Matthew chapter 27, verse 32. Now let's look at this, because he became saved and believed in Jesus afterward. We can see this in Romans chapter 16, verse 13. Let's go to Romans 16, 13. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. So his mother got saved. Why is not people teaching this in the Bible? Paul emphasized that Rufus is chosen in the Lord in Romans 16:13. Rufus must have been a willing follower of Christ. But this also tells us that Simon not only accepted Christ as his Savior, but he passed on the gospel message to his son and his mother. Now, this is another black man. His name is E-B-E-D-M-E-L-E-C-H, Elbimelech. Jeremiah had been cast into a dungeon to die in Jeremiah chapter 38, 7 through 12. Let's read that. Go to Jeremiah chapter 38, 7 through 12. I'm going to go straight through this because I don't want nobody saying I made anything up. Go to Jeremiah 38. Jeremiah 38, verse 7 through 12. Now, when Elbimelech, the Ethiopian, another black man, one of the king's eunuchs, which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king sitting at the gate of Benjamin, Elbimelech went forth out of the king's house and spoke to thy king, saying, My lord, the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah, the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is like to die for hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Elbimelech, the Ethiopian. God is trying to show you this was a black man. White America don't want to hear this, but white America, you need it because you're messed up. You're sick with your racism. Teaching folks that Jesus is white is a lie. Now, I love white and black, but the devil is you can use the majority of people who control a minority of people. By what? Misinformation. Saying, take thee hence 30 men with thee, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he die. And Elbimelech took the man with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took this old cast clout and an old rugged rag, and let them down in the core into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Elbimelech, the Ethiopian, God said it three times, the Ethiopian, he's trying to show you he was Ethiopian. If he was Caucasian, he would say it, the Caucasoid, or the white man, or the European. No, he said the Ethiopian. God said that. And said unto Jeremiah, put now these old cast clouts and riding rags under thy armors, under the cords. And Jeremiah, as he did so, and they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him up out of the dungeon. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Black man helped a prophet of God. Now let's go to Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 16. Go and speak to Elimelech, the Ethiopian. God is saying again, that's four times God has identified him as an Ethiopian. This is God's word. Now, if you're getting angry, we'll get the demons of race and hate out of you. We get it out. We're going to cast out some demons with some with white people who've been mistaught and black people who've been mistaught so that we can recognize the Jesus of Nazareth of the word of God. Go and speak to Elimelech, the Ethiopian, saying, thus saith the Lord, the host of God of Israel, behold, I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished in the day before thee. Now, God used a black man to go tell something about what he had to say. Evidently, God loves us. Let me read this again. This is God now. Now, the word of the Lord, let's go back up to Jeremiah 39:15. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, go and speak to Elimelech, the Ethiopian. God told Jeremiah to go speak to this black man, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished in the day before thee. But I will deliver thee in the day, saith the Lord, and thou shalt not be given unto the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword. But thy life shall be for a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord. Black man putting his trust in God. And God told Jeremiah to tell him that. So God is not racist. Where is this coming from? Black History Month. Please go to Psalm of Solomon, chapter 1. Psalm of Solomon, chapter 1. Let this get some material in the Baptist church down there in Mississippi, First Baptist Church, Mississippi. They need to get some of this. Jesus. Psalm of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Verse 5. Don't get upset now. This is the King James Version. Now, he said, don't forget, all scripture is given by God. Because you get angry and say, hey, Brother Emmett, making this up. Them demons want to use me, but you're not tonight. 2 Timothy 3:15, all scripture is given by God for inspiration, for correction. So let's see what we're talking about here. I am black. But calmly, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, the tent of Kedar, and the customs of Solomon, look not upon me because I am black. Look not upon me because I am black. That's a black person in the Bible. King James. White people, you got to deal with it because y'all been lied to. Y'all really been lied to. Y'all been hillbillied out, pimped out by the devil with a lie to suppress people of color. That's not working no more. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is truth. His word and everything I said came out. It's coming out of the Bible. So don't get upset at me. All right. In Genesis chapter 10, 6 to 20 describes the descendants of Ham as being located in North Africa, Central Africa, and parts of Southern Asia. In the book of Psalms, chapter 105, verse 23, mentions the land of Ham as being located in the Northern Africa and Central Africa and in parts of Southeast Asia. In Psalms chapter 105, verse 23, mentions the land of Ham in Egypt. And in Psalms chapter 78, 51, connects the tent of Ham with Egypt. Also in the King James Version, Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jacob lived in Egypt, in Africa. In Genesis chapter 46, verse 6, and they took their cattle and their goods which they had gotten in the land of Canaan and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him. Now connect this to Psalms 135, verse 4. For the Lord had chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his particular treasure. So the Lord loved Jacob. Y'all can't get mad at Jacob because he went to Egypt. God didn't get mad at him. Psalms 135:4 said the Lord loved him, but he lived in Egypt. See, I don't like racism. They need to down. Y'all need to get this to Donald Trump and set him down wherever he at and let him listen to this. Lindsey Graham and all these old crazy, wicked people who don't want to understand truth. Genesis 46:7, King James. His sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and his seed brought he with him into Egypt. Now they lived there for a while. That's in Genesis chapter 46, verse 8 through 26. Read it. I'm not making this up. This is in the Bible. This is Black History Month. We're going to do this right. I'm going to teach it right so that people won't be getting tricked by the enemy all the time. Joseph had sons, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Joseph, the one who was tempted in Genesis 50. Well, Joseph had sons. He was born in Genesis 46:27, and the sons of Joseph, which was born him in Egypt. And two souls of the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt in 70. Egypt, Ethiopia. Jacob surrounded the land of Ham in Psalms 105:23. The land of Ham was as is Egypt at that time. That's in Psalms 105, verse 26 through 45. Old Testament evidence in Genesis chapter 10, Nimrod, son of Cush, whose name means black. Go look this up. Don't get mad at me. It's the truth, baby. And you should know the truth, and the truth has set you free. This is truth. This is straight out the Word of God. Straight out the Word. Not straight out of Compton, straight out the Word. In Genesis 10, Nimrod, son of Cush, whose name means black, founded a civilization of the Mesopotamians. In Genesis chapter 11, Abraham was from Ur, the Chaldeans, a land whose earliest inhabitants include blacks. The people of the region were around Abraham came from and proven historically and archaeologically to be people of color. The devil is a lie. In Genesis chapter 14, tells how Abraham experienced in Canaan and Egypt brought him and his family into an inhabited by people who was very likely black. Both archaeological evidence and in the account of First Chronicles chapter 4 tells us that the land of Canaan was inhabited by the descendants of Ham. First Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 20. First Chronicles chapter 4. The son of Judah, Pezrak, Hezra, and Kama, and Hur, and Shabal, and Rephab, the son of Shabal, Jabal, and Jabal, and Abnam, and Laham, and these are the families of the Zorahites. And these was the father of Ethan, Zizrael, Ishmael, and Ashbet, and the name of the sister was Hezbollah, and Penuah, the father of Gozar, or Ezar, the Hushite. These are the sons of the firstborn of the Ephraites, the father of Bethlehem, and Esher, the father of Tekoa, and had two wives, Heron and Naharah. And these, as you keep reading these descendants, you will see that it goes all the way back to Ham. You have to study the genealogy in Genesis, I'm sorry, in Matthew chapter 1. Some of us don't even understand the genealogy when it's in there. You have to read the genealogy, and then you have to go to other scriptures to find what God is saying with that genealogy. Like the genealogy of Jesus Christ is in Matthew chapter 1. Most people don't study it. Please study it. There's a lot of information in that. Further, black presence can be found in the ancient account of Hagar, the Egyptian, Ishmael, and his Egyptian wife, and Ishmael's son, especially Akendar. The Kendarites are mentioned many times in Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Nehemiah. And these word Kendar, K-E-D-A-R, means blackness. So these are black people in the Bible. Mississippi First Baptist Church, you need this. Still further evidence of black presence in the periods appears with Joseph's experience in Egypt. Joseph married an Egyptian woman, and her name was Asenath, whom was a descendant from Mizrah, which made the Himyaritic. Thus, there is strong possibility of the Himyaritic was black, and the Ephraites was also black people too. Now, before we go, I want to say something about other people of color in the Bible. We see, if you go to Lamentations in the Old Testament, Lamentations chapter 5, verse 1. Lamentations chapter 5, verse 1. Lamentations. King James Version. Now, if you have an NIV and trying to follow me, the word black is not going to be in there. If you got an NIV and you're talking about Amplified, you ain't going to see nothing about no Ethiopian woman in there because they're taking it out. This is why I don't read the NIV and none of that. Go get an NIV, American Standard. It ain't going to be in here. Especially Amplified, that thing's so beat down. You know, you teach Amplified, you can control people. You can sound like you're so spiritual. The King James says, our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. White people say, oh, that was a famine. That's why their skin became black. They say that all the time. Why? They're in denial, most of them, not all of them. Now, Job describes his color as being black, if you never heard that before. I hate to tell you, that's in the Bible. That's in Job chapter 30. Job chapter 30, verse 30. My skin is black upon me. That's a color. See how particular the Bible is? Why this hasn't been taught? I don't understand why. This needs to be a curriculum to maybe decrease racism and misjudge people of color. Now, a black man, an Egyptian, helped King David get back his two wives when the Amalekites had invaded the south. You want to read that, where that's at? Okay. Go read 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1. Then go read 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 13. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou? And where art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt. servants of the Amalekite. My master left me because 3 days have gone and I fell sick. He was black and David helped him. So this black man of Ethiopian background helped King David get back his two wives. 1 Samuel 30:13, the Egyptian man. The wives of David is in 1 Samuel 30:13 and 1 Samuel 30:18. The Egyptian man is in 1 Samuel 30:13. The wives of King David is mentioned in 1 Samuel 30:18 and 1 Samuel 30:13. Abraham's wife was black. Ooh. In Genesis 12:14. And we need to see Genesis 16:3-2. Let's read that one. We can't get away from this truth. I love God's word. I love his word. It's true. Ain't nobody tricking me. King James, baby. King James. Old King James can even do this right because God wouldn't let him. I don't know if he's saved or not, but I know what God's word is real. It's real. Let's go to Genesis 16:3. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, bared him no children. Okay? In verse 3. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar and made her the Egyptian after Abraham and dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan and gave her to her husband and Abraham to be his wife. So they had a child, Ishmael. That's the descendant of the half-brothers of Israel. That's why Israel having problems with the Palestinians. That's Ishmael's descendant. Those are black people. Look at Genesis 12:4. And it came to pass that when Abraham came into Egypt, black country, black nation, out the Bible, Egypt beheld the woman that she was very fair, very nice looking woman, the Bible says. Abraham's handmaid was an Egyptian. Ishmael's mother Hagar was black. Let's go to Genesis 25:12. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's sons, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah, handmaid, bare unto Abraham. Another black person, an Egyptian here. So we see Egyptians, Ethiopians. The Ethiopian Jara, J-A-R-A, was black. Shaddan had no sons, but had daughters. An Egyptian Jara married one of them in 1 Chronicles 2:34. In 1 Chronicles 2:25, and Shechem gave her daughter to Jara, his servant, the wife, and she bare Atitia. This lady became Judah's descendants. Who is Judah in the Bible? He was the favorite son of Jacob. Black. Abraham's son was black in Genesis 25:12. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah, handmaid, bare unto him, Abraham. Jeremiah 14:2, Judas mourned, and the gates therefore languished. They are black unto the ground, and the city of Jerusalem is gone up. The Bible speaks of people of color all in the Bible. See, the devil don't want people to know the truth. That's in the Bible, brothers and sisters. I didn't make that up. I hope that you learned something on Black History Month. It's an honor to teach Word of God straight out the King James Version. Can't nobody give me no flack saying I made this up. This is straight scripture, straight out the King James Version. Now, if you have been listening to this and you've been getting angry and you got some hate in you and you white, and especially you blacks, I'm going to deal with all this. Especially you white people, you white folks first. Come on up here. Ask you, the Lord to forgive you for being taught to hate people. Now, some of you white people are not like this. All white people are not racist. There are some very good white people, and I know some very kind ones. Brother Paul, who helped me, Brother Thomas. One was, all people, all white people ain't bad, all black people ain't bad. It's the devil has used so many races of people to teach this lie. And being taught a lie. And when you're taught a lie, you can't see the truth. If you keep saying something over and over and over and over, the same thing happened with Donald Trump. Kept saying that lie to these people. They bought into it. Jesus is not white. I've shown you evidence tonight. I've shown you evidence out the Bible that God is not racist. I'm not racist. We all come from the dust. So know the truth. Respect the person next to you, whether he's black or white. Now, there are some white people got some hate in their heart toward black people, and you know, you don't like them. You've been raised. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Say, Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and I ask that you forgive me for hating people of color. I break this curse of hate. I send it back to the sender. Jesus, you become the Son of God. Come into my life and teach me how to love and not hate people of color. For you black folks, you say this, Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask that you forgive me for hating white people for what they have done to me and my ancestors. I ask that the blood of Jesus remove this hate and bring love to me for all mankind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you think the devil liked what I said? Well, I don't care. Jesus is Lord. We must love one another. This teaching here is not to teach black supremacy. It's to teach the Bible, the King James Version. Now, since I've been a blessing to you, can any of you be a blessing to me? We are hurting financially. We only have about five people that contribute consistently. I want to thank Brother Sammy Osley. It's the same people. We need some help. All of these people who's listening to me, man, sow a seed if you can. We're not Creflo Dollar. I ain't trying to tell you no $1,000 lines. Whatever you give us, the Bible says despise not small things. $20 donation above can be fined, $10, $5, $1. Whatever you have, we will receive it. We don't take partiality to what a person give. Jesus said, look at this person who just gave a penny. He respected her. Than the Pharisees saying, look, I'm giving much money. And when you give, you're not giving to me. You're sowing into a ministry. A minister that's in much need of finances. Amen. The devil really tries to come up against us with that thing, man. And it's been a struggle for 14 years. But I thank the Lord Jesus. Through these 14 years, we have never been off air. Please sow a seed to us. Go to our PayPal site at www.livedeliverance.com. And go at the bottom of it. There's a secure site there. We would love for you to sow a seed. We are in need. If you'd like for me to teach, you want to be a member, email me at overtonav1@gmail.com. You can call me at area code 678-701-3733. Cyber members, if you'd like to be a member, email me, overtonav1@gmail.com. If you'd like for me to teach 10 or more, email me again or call me at 678-701-3733. I prefer you to call me because I'm behind on email readings. God bless you. Shalom to you. And I hope that you've been blessed by this teaching for Black History Month of people of color in the Bible. Shalom.